It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
A staple of early spring gardens, onions are easy to grow as long as a few basics are provided. Soft, well-worked soil and regular watering in a sunny location will help onions to develop, and a dollop of fertilizer or compost will provide a nutrient boost. Onions are pretty self-reliant, so pests and diseases are not usually a problem. But keeping the rows weeded will make for bigger onions and an easier harvest. Planting your onions requires making some choices. Onions can be grown from sets, plants, or seeds, and each produces different results in the final product or the length of time it takes to get those results. Sets are small onion bulbs that are usually found in garden centers or in the produce sections of grocery stores. There are usually white, yellow, or red ones to choose from and are sold by weight. These are easy to plant, but they are usually used for early green onions or scallions because they don't keep as well as onions grown from the other two sources. If you plant sets and want some keepers for fall and winter use in your kitchen, pick out the smaller bulbs so they're not as apt to bolt and throw a seed stalk in midsummer, causing them to begin to soften in their centers. Plants are miniature onions with rooted bases and green stalks. They're usually sold in bundles of 50 to 100. They take more time to plant, as they must be individually placed in the row, about 4 inches apart, and then the soil pulled around the roots to give them a sturdy base in which to grow to onion adulthood. However, as with everything else of worth, you get what you pay for in money and time. Plants usually produce a better quality of onion with a longer keeping period, and you get more choices, not just red, yellow, or white. Popular onions in our High Plains area include Granix, Yellow Globe, Vidalia, or Texas Sweet. Milder, sweeter onions like Vidalia, Bermuda, and the Texas Sweet series are flavorful and don't irritate the eyes and produce as many tears as their more pungent cousins. But sweet onions don't keep as well, usually sprouting and softening a month or two after harvest. Seeds are another way to go with producing onions, and they may be the easiest of all to plant. Dig a row and scatter the seeds, then cover it up. But they also take the longest to develop. In our area, seed-started onions may not be ready for harvest until August. Onions will tell you when it's time to harvest because the stalks will give it up and fall over. Once that happens, carefully dig your onions and place them in a warm, dry, sunny place to begin the drying process. Don't try to wash the dirt off when you dig. Just brush it away, leaving the outer layers intact. It's really important to get the outer skin layers and necks dry in order to lengthen their stay in your winter kitchen. Once they've had a couple of weeks of sun, you can store them in open crates or hang them in mesh bags. Some onions have strong stalks that allow you to tie them onto a string of rope, kind of like a garlic braid. However you decide to store them, your bounty of homegrown onions will be around to flavor lots of winter meals with the taste of last season's garden and the promise of more gardens to come.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.